Mishnah Yomis for Thursday, the 11th day of Iyar, Tovshin Pei Beis, Masechta Shviis, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. This Mishnah continues talking about the topic as to what degree can a person manure or fertilize his field, or put and take manure out into the field. Of course, one can't specially fertilize the field and Shviit in the Shemitah year, but you can take out the manure, the dung, if it meet certain conditions. Says the Mishnah, a person is allowed to take out big heaps of manure, make three heaps for a besor, for an area that measures 50 by 50 amas. This our Mishnah is really telling us that according to Rabbi Shimon, these piles of manure that you're allowed to put in the field do not have to be big ones. They can make smaller ones as well, as long as they have at least three loads of manure. We call them mashpelos, three wheelbarrow loads. Yes, a McCain, if you want to make more than three heaps and they are small in size, then machtziv means that you've got to place them in a certain structure. You've got to place the heaps like the feet of a barrel, almost like a barrel that has a number of feet underneath it. You can't have it in a straight line. Some are gerus, some have the girsa in our Mishnah. Yosemikain, not machtziv, but mutter. According to the Tosfos Yomtiv, he said that's the proper girsa, which means, according to the Tosfos Yomtiv, Rabbi Shimon is telling us you're allowed to. It's mutter to add more than three piles of this manure, even if they're small. And it's not a problem about looking like you're fertilizing your field. Divrei Rabbi Shimon, these are the words of Rabbi Shimon. Our Mishnah is really explaining the words of Rabbi Shimon, and it's telling us that what we ended off in the previous Mishnah, by saying, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Aval Hashpatos, Rabbi Shimon argues, he says, even on the small things, our Mishnah now is clarifying that and explaining that a person can make in the field three Hashpatos, he can have three piles, even if they're small, and even more than three. The Chachamim forbid this. They say no more than three per besor, otherwise it looks like you're doing it to fertilize the field rather than just taking out the manure. Ad sheyamik shlosha, unless you go deep under the ground, at least three tvachim. You have to put it in a pit that's at least three tvachim deep. Oi ad sheyagbiya shlosha, or you put them on a part of the land that's higher than the rest of the ground by three tvachim. In this way, you're showing that you're not doing it to fertilize the field, you're doing it rather to store the zevel, to store up all the manure. Continues the Mishnah, Oisa Odames Zivlo Oitzer, a person's allowed to store all the zevel, all the manure, in one great big heap, even if they are more than the shear of three ashpotes, more than the shear of three heaps in that big pile. Rabbi Meir says to make such a huge pile that you cannot do, ad sheyamik shloisha or ad sheyagbiya shloisha, until you go three tvachim underground, or until you raise it, this big pile, three tvachim above the ground. Hayol dovon mut. What happens if a person only had a little bit of zevel to take out, not much manure? Then and he doesn't have the shiurim that we said, because we gave quite big shiurim that you have to take out. Otherwise, it looks like you're fertilizing a field. So are you allowed to take out a little bit at a time and then keep on adding to that pile? Or do you have to take it all in one go? Says the Mishnah, the Tanakhama says, Hoyle dover mort, if you only got a little bit to take out, no, moisef alavoylach, you can keep on adding, accumulate it each time, and that you can do. You don't have to take the big pile that we said at one time. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, oy sir, he says no. He says, no, you cannot do that. You take the whole lot at one time, because if you take it in drips and drabs, then it looks like you are fertilizing your field. And you can't do that in Shvut. Achi yamik shlosha, achi it can be a shlosha, until he goes three tefachim underneath the ground, or three tefachim above the ground, before he starts making the pile. Oy achi ten ala solo, if he puts it on a rock. Only in that circumstance would it be permitted to take out little by little, because that would be definitely showing that you're not using it to fertilize the field. Mishnah Dalet. Now, we're going to talk about a person who doesn't have room, who doesn't have a nice, convenient place to put his flock. Is he allowed to make pens in the field and then put the flock into there? The Mishnah is going to tell us, yes, he can, and we will learn to what degree. A person who's turning his field into a pen for his flock in Shemitah, because he's got nowhere to put the flock. And, of course, by doing so, the field becomes automatically fertilized by the activity of the animals, of the flock. Oysa sahar levesasayim. He's allowed to make a fenced-off area in that field as big as besasayim for an area of 100 by 50 amas. And then, once he's done that, once it's full, oikir shal shruchas, he can take three of the fences and take them out, leave the middle one there, and then make another and put those three fences on the other side. So by doing so, he's now got another pen that's measuring two saws. So therefore, the mechitza, that fourth mechitza, is now in between what were the two pens. That's why we call it emtsois, the middle one. Nimtso comes out, medayer besar b'yisrael. He ends up making a pen that's really four saw. It's really four saw. So if the saw is 100, 50 by 50, this is like four times the size. Rabban Shimon Gamliel, anything more than that, by the way, he cannot make a pen, because people will say he's doing it to fertilize his field, that's all. Rabban Shimon Ben Gamliel Omer, Beis Shemoinas Se'in. He says, L'chatchila, you're allowed to make a pen for eight saw, and not just for two saw. Some of us have learned that in the beginning you make it for two saw, like the Tanakhama says, and then you keep on adding to it, making another pen, one on each side, and you end up getting eight saw in that way, an area which is measuring by eight saw. However, the halacha is not like Rabban Shimon Gamliel. We can't go to that extreme. We can do up to four saw. Now, what happens if the whole field only measured four saw, and by using that shear, by utilizing that quantity of land, he'll be medayer the whole field. The whole field will be turned into pens. No, that you can't do. Meshayer me'en mikzas. You've got to leave a small area which is not going to have any flock on it, and not be won't have any manure. Mipnei marasayin. That's because of what people say. What people start saying, oh, he's just doing it to fertilize the field, because they see the whole field now turned into a pen. Umoitzim in asar, and he takes out from the pen. This is after the pen's now become full of manure. He can take it out from there. And then he can put it into the field, into the wider field that he has, without in the way that the people that normally fertilize it do. In other words, in the shear. Not normally, kedacham zablin, in the way that we said you're allowed to take it out before, which is three ashposes per base off, three piles per area where you can sow a sa'ah of grain, which is 50 by 50 amas. That's how most mafashim learn the Mishnah. The Rambam has a different shita in how to learn it.